Sat Sri Akal, I would like to brief you about the current situation of the Indian community, including the Sikhs living in Iran. So far, nothing has been reported, loss of life from the community side in the Indian community. They are mostly, as per my information and connections indoor, the institutions, school people, the principal and the staff are in the school building. Gurdwara Sahib is also being functioning with the presence of Gurdwara Sahib people, Bhai Sahib, and the normal routine is continuing. Nothing can be said about the people getting out of their houses or going out because the risks are involved for their safety from the air raids and also any side effects for the movement in the street, for any public issues that may come up. Now, having said so, the status of the Indian community in Tehran at the moment, as per the sources, is we have a vast majority of Muslim population in the city of Qom who are in the studies of theological with their families. Then we have numerous numbers, around 3,000 plus of Muslim and non-Muslim students studying in Iran, and they have been exempted to leave the country without clearance of the exit visas. And the third comes the presence of the Indian community, which mainly comprises of the traditional Sikhs living in Iran. They may be at the most the number of people there, around 50 people. And the fact is that these people have been used to the living in Iran with all the earlier conditions of the wars imposed previously, and myself having the experience of in Iran for the 8 years imposed Iran-Iraq fire, that the war went on 8 years. Having said so, in my perspective, the people who have left or are living in Iran still, the Indians, are not able to distinguish that the current situation is very different than what we have seen earlier. Earlier wars were traditional and were different. Now the wars are super cyber based, the satellite based, and the warfare is totally destructive and phenomenal. And it is extremely risky that can cause the person to die in the shrapnels or any outburst or the bombs falling on them. Unfortunately, our Indians living in Iran are perhaps not either aware or either ignoring this. In my opinion, they are extremely under very, very grave risk. Either they should move out to shelters in the places they feel secured, or go to the outskirts in the mountains, or go to the outskirts in the Caspian Sea area for the safety. Or if they are waiting for free ride back to India by the government of India, they should not think that it is the responsibility of the government of India to bring them out in spite of all the pre-alerts, advisories the government of India had released to them. The government of India has done a very great job, and they have acted even better than the Americans are doing for the people by telling the people what to do and what not to do. Unfortunately, those who are left in Iran comprise of the people in our two categories. The people who have given their passports for renewal of their residence visas and they have not received their passports. The people who want exit visa may not be able to get it. And the people whose exit and entry or this residence permit may be expiring, they want to renew. At this moment, the community people whoever have left, left in Iran, have to understand. Forget everything. Get your passports in your pockets. Carry your passports, and as I suggested to them earlier, get a letter from the Gurdwara Sahib, Tehran, on their letterhead, addressed with the names and names of the passports and all the people left in Iran to come out of Iran and their contact numbers and everything, so that we may rope in and mobilize any efforts required from here with the Iranian authorities and the Indian authorities to get them out of Iran through a safe passage, either by road through Turkey or some other way. But having said so and sent them appeals for this, none have listened to us. So this is very, very embarrassing situation in which even if we want to help, when somebody doesn't want to take a help, what can we do? We cannot do anything. But at the same time, our government is doing a wonderful job. We are very much grateful to the government of India for supporting the people over there. And their paramount duty would be to first evacuate the students. Then it will come the Muslim old people from the Sikh community, old people or Sikh people. Then comes the normal people. They have the categories of the evacuation. And one area that may, in the last resort, if it is feasible, in my opinion, is having a naval ship of India going to Bandar Abbas and the people are mobilized out of Bandar Abbas. But having said so, all these things are very complicated, subjective. Only our ambassador in Iran can decide what is in the best interest of the people stranded over there. The local communications are working very well. The people are able to communicate in and out of Iran by the WhatsApp or other mediums. They can call from there internationally. They are not cut off. Internet is not a reliable 24 hours, but it works often, and on often they can connect. So the current scenario is that, in my opinion, this war imposed on Iran and the retaliation by Iran is definitely bound to escalate to a phenomenal level for the regional war. And it does not look any signs of giving up by the Iranians. The weighing factor is that, unfortunately, as the supreme leadership of Iran has been targeted and martyred, and the Indian community has never been involved in any political affairs. The Indian community has only lived for the relationships of India and Iran. The Sikhs have lived in Iran because of the pious relation of the Sikh gurus with this land. Guru Nanak Sahib visited this land, and they have gurdwaras and everything. They worship this land, and Bhai Mardana Ji has been buried in Iran in Khurramshahr. So the situation is like this, that the Sikhs and the Indians are in any way, like the common Iranians still living in Iran, are subject to all the risks that are applicable to all the persons living as civilians over there. But they cannot have a distinguished priority for their safety unless the Embassy of India advises them and finds out a way or mechanism of that.